Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Wednesday, the 17th of April, and as usual with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this report. And if you like what you hear on this free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up at marcustoday.com.au for our wonderful newsletter, including masses on education, model portfolio, strategic, macro, small caps, so much more. And of course, Facebook discussion group as well, for exclusive for members, and also an exclusive members podcast giving you some insights in how we are feeling about the market at the moment. All right, well, that's it from the disclaimer and the advert. So let's head off, as always, to the scores on the doors. And it wasn't so bad today. At one stage, we were up around 20-odd points, but we closed down 7, or 6.9 to be exact, 0.09%. 7,605.6. We opened at 7,608.8. We had a high of 7,636.6 and a low of 7,596.7. So a relatively low volatility trading range today compared to yesterday. Somewhat more calm in the marketplace today, but still down for the day. So no real bounce there. BHP, possibly the biggest culprit for the fall, down 1.2% there. Rio unchanged, Fortescue pretty much unchanged as well. In the resources though, gold's finally started to find some friends today, although it took a good result from Evolution, up 7.5% to really kick things off in one or two of the gold stocks. And they that result for Evolution came on the back of quarterly numbers and an all-in sustaining cost falling, which was good news. Evolution up to a two-year high. Genesis in the beginning was up 1.9%. We had Bellevue up 1.3%. Northern Star up 0.7%. Not exactly shooting the lights out this space. De Grey up 5.5%, which is good to see, as we do have that one in the small cap portfolio. But it was could have been better, given the bullion price rise that we have seen recently. But I guess we'll take whatever we can. In the lithium space, not an awful lot happening. Liontown down 0.9, Pilbara down 0.3. We had Lynas and news this morning that Gina Rinehart had taken a 5.8% stake in Lynas. Well, the stock was up 5.9% on the back of that. IGO up 0.7. We did actually have Lynas as our stock of the day today on Ausbiz The Call. So tune in to Ausbiz The Call if you're interested in Andrew Weiland and myself, our view on Lynas. You'll have to tune in to listen to that one. Heading across to the oil and gas space, nothing shaking but the trees. Woodside continue to ease back, down 1.2%. Santos down 0.5%. Coal stocks slightly better. We did have uranium stocks under a little bit of pressure again today, with the likes of Boss Energy down 3.4% there. All right, in industrials, well, not a lot happening. There was a bit of a green tinge to the market. One or two of the utility companies doing okay. Origin up 2.5%. Woolies and Coles not doing an awful lot. Wesfarmers is up 0.7. Qantas up 1.5%. And Goodman Group up 0.5% in the REITs, but the REITs very much mixed. Goodman up and Mirvac and Stockland both down, as were Centre Group. In the healthcare space, CSL continued to slip back from that $300 level, down 0.8%, and we had Sonic down 1.8%. Banks, calm descended into the banking sector today, except for Macquarie, which was down 1%, NAB down 0.6%. The big mover and shaker today in the banking sector was Bank of Queensland, which had their numbers out today. They were up substantially on the back of that number, which was, I thought, a little bit disappointing. They cut the dividend and the NIM was under pressure. Talked about competition. But the stock did actually rise today. It was up 5.2%. So clearly the market was expecting worse from the Bank of Queensland. The big bank basket was 199.04, falling slightly, or 0.2 of a percent there. So nothing very exciting there. We did see insurers doing better on the back of 10-year bonds hitting 4.36%. So I'll just get the update there. 4.38% now, as after the market has closed. We have QBE up 1.4, Suncorp up 1.3, IAG up 1.4, and Medibank Public up 1.4% as well. All right, heading across to corporate news today. We did get Rio with some production numbers, slightly disappointing. DroneShield had a cracking day, up 18.5% on some NATO news on drone orders. And we also saw Renescor up 26.5%. Also, the speculative stock of the day, it's in a graphite space in Civior, which is their graphite project. They got $185 million federal government loan to develop that project. Nothing on the economic front locally, but just out in Europe is the UK core and not so core CPI. Core CPI up 4.2%, which was pretty much in line. March CPI up 3.2% year on year versus 3.4% in February. Services CPI still looking pretty hot, up 6%. So it doesn't look as if there's going to be much change in Bank of England policy in the very near future anyway. Asian markets, a little bit of a mixed picture, still suffering from that strong US dollar, as we have been here with the Aussie slipping briefly below 64 cents, although recovering slightly, 64.12 at the moment. So a little bit of a recovery there, 64.07 the latest. Always like to bring you the latest there. Nikkei down 1.3% currently, Hang Seng down 0.5%, but China up 1%. So a little bit of a mixed picture emerging from Asia and those 10-year yields at 4.38%, as I've said. In terms of the winners for Grinners today, let's run through some of the winners. DroneShield, on the back of that NATO news, was up 18.5%. 23 million shares have traded there today. Evolution up 7.5%, 20 million shares traded there, $83 million worth, one of the biggest volume days we've seen in Evolution for a while. A4N also doing well today. That one has got a $400 million Australian government support for stage two development. Albo is being very free and easy with taxpayers' money at the moment, supporting the critical metals industry, but I guess some would say that was good to see. AGL also doing well today, up 6.4%, 6 million shares traded. We had Linus on the back of the Gina Rinehart stake there, 6 million shares traded, up nearly 6%. And Jupiter in manganese in South Africa, 4 million shares traded there, 5.8% higher. An honourable mention today for Stanmore Coal, up 5.8% on 2 million shares. They did announce they would be doing, they did an investor call today, so a little bit of love for that one. All right, looking at the losers today, well, Boral was the biggest loser, but Nil Desperandum, my fine and furry friends, they were down 27 cents, but 30 cents of which was the dividend. I've asked Oliver to do a piece in the newsletter tomorrow regarding Boral and what to do for many shareholders as we come to, I guess, the end game in some respects to the Seven Group takeover. Beacon Lighting down 4.4%, only 53,000 shares traded. A little bit of pressure on some of these uranium stocks again. Boss Energy, well, not the boss today, down 3.4%, 4 million shares traded. We had Vulcan Steel, the Spock stock, down 3.4%, only 42,000 shares traded. James Hardy coming off the boil, 2.8% down, 1 million shares traded. And MAC also under some pressure today in the metals and mining space. That's Metals Acquisition, down 2.7%. Again, not huge volume there. Mesoblast down 2.6, and Macquarie Technology, MAQ, with that $100 million raise for a strategic acquisition of land package and for data centres, that was down 2.5%, the acquisition being funded by a placement at $72.50 there. All right, looking at positive sectors today, insurers were positive, gold miners were positive, and we had some utilities that were positive. Negative sectors today included oil and gas, healthcare, iron ore. We have seen the big bank basket down to $199.04, down 0.2%. The Alltech index only modestly lower, 0.1% lower. Gold falling back, 3,709 Aussie dollars an ounce. We had Bitcoin. Now, the halving event is coming. This is not when the price of Bitcoin halves, but it's just when it makes it twice as difficult for Bitcoin miners to create a Bitcoin. There are only allowed to be 21 million Bitcoins in existence. That is the top limit. So Bitcoin, 63,932. 10-year yields, 4.38%. We do have the A-dollar as well. 64.12 there. In terms of Dow futures, which were pretty solid for most of the day, a little bit of leakage as we head into the European trading session. We do have Dow down 15 and the Nasdaq futures down 52 points. In major movers and shakers that we haven't talked about today, De Grey, 5.5% higher. ADT, that's Adriatic Metals, which is a polymetallic play in Bosnia-Herzegovina, 4.6% higher. That one has been going like a train. NXS, which is a biotech there. Next Science is up 9.2%. Some preliminary results from Experience without the E. SMI also having a good day today. That's Santana Metals. Smooth. Up 10.2% there. Scoping study presentation there, no black magic woman in sight. PDI predictive, who could have predicted this one? 12.5% higher on that rebound. They were pretty nasty yesterday. Zip, we did have some results and fallout from that fall yesterday. Brokers certainly making their pronouncements on Zip, down 0.8%. MAQ only falling 2.5%. That's Macquarie Technology. That capital raise at 72.50. ASM, Australian Strategic Materials, were down 18.4% in the capital raising placement at $1.16. Stock tumbling 26.5 cents to $1.17.5 at the close. 88E, also not doing so well, down 20% today. Let's not get carried away. 25 million shares traded for a valuation of just shy of $120,000. Stock closing at 0.4 of a cent. Speculative stock of the day, as I said, was Renescor on that loan facility from the government. Looking at the company announcements in a little more detail, we have a Rio Tinto iron ore production there with 77.9 million tonnes rather for Q1. Evolution, we had some drilling results from Ernest Henry and Mangari. Also that production report and all-in sustaining costs falling. Bank of Queensland, the NIM, the net interest margin, which is the important thing, 1.55%, down 3 basis points. So not great there. Macquarie Technology completed the $100 million placement. We also had Deep Yellow reported Q3 net cash used in operating operations, a $1.1 million loss. And DroneShield, the big one today, signs a 3-year NATO procurement framework agreement. Yup. All right, no money put around that, but it's certainly a big step in the right direction. As far as economic news goes today, nothing from the ABS. We've got Capital Economics suggesting that iron ore is likely to revisit $100 by the end of the year. Geez, these guys go out on a limb, don't they? It was only $100 a week or so ago. Before falling further to $85, that's a bit more like it, a bit of courage there with their convictions, in 2025 as the housing market in China worsens. Australia has pledged to raise defence spending by $32 billion to resist coercion. Should buy a couple of submarines, if nothing else. Morgan Stanley planning to cut around 50 investment banking jobs in the Asia-Pacific region this week. Most of the reductions in Hong Kong and China. And the Chinese electric car company has finally created a car that I'd actually like to buy. BYD, they've created what they call the Super 9 sports car. There's a lovely picture of that. If you haven't got the newsletter and you don't get access to it, Google it. It looks gorgeous. The US will impose new sanctions on Iran, targeting the country's missile and drone program. You think they'd already have sanctions on the missile and drone program, wouldn't you? Trump is falling behind Joe Biden in the money race as his donor base shrinks. We have talked the Bitcoin halving. and we have talked the UK CPI numbers. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening. We will be back again tomorrow to do it all again. In the meantime, if you haven't already signed up as a member of Marcus Today, our wonderful community and members helping members, very much the motto, as well as hopefully us helping you as well to get some value out of that membership to the newsletter and various other things that we do. Love to have you on board. MarcusToday.com.au, 2-week free trial. What are you waiting for?